cut this down, this hay, and rake it up. I just cure it up, and then we'd haul it to the house, to the barn.
Mm-hmm. So was it in kind of little piles out there in the field?
Yeah, we'd have rake it up and shock it up. Lots of time we'd shock it up. Rake it up with a horse rake, you know, and then take our forks and pile it up in little piles.
Mm-hmm. What did you call those little piles?
Little shocks, we call it shocks, hay shocks. That'd be something like 20, maybe 30 foot apart. This hay rake would rake it up in long ricks, you know. And then we'd get in there with our hay forks by hand and pile it up together and make these little hay shocks, we call them.
If you had some left over from putting it in the barn, in the loft.
Then we'd stack that out in a lot, and where we could be handed to feed, you know. And that day early, we had no such thing as a hay baler. And so we'd have put around the house, you know, or around the barn, for it to be out of the way of the weather. And I mean, what I mean by that, the big range, you know, and where you could take care of it and be handed feed.
What were these things like that you'd put it in outside there?
It's just, we'd build a little step off the ground so the water, when it hit the ground, wouldn't run in on it, you know, and scaffold it up and let it about a foot off the ground. And with rails or anything we get handy to keep it from going bad, you know, water running under it and rot. And after we get this out of the way of the weather, then we'd shuck and take care of shuck our corn out in the field off the stalk, you know, and have to do that by hand. We'd go out there and fill the wagon and shuck this corn off, throw it in the wagon till we get our wagon load. Then we'd not out to the barn, you know. Scoop this corn out of the wagon up in the crib, we call it the crib, where it'd be out of the way of the stock, it couldn't wade up on it, you know, or trump it under the feet. And then it was safe then.
Now, shucking this corn, just what all does that take in? What's that?
Well, that'd be just take a pig, you know, and jerk his shuck off, mm-hmm. off of the stalk, mm-hmm. and clean up, and then ready to go to the barn. Sometimes we'd call it snapping the corn. We wouldn't shuck it. We'd just break it off of the stalk, you know, and throw it in the wagon, shuck it in it, get it to the barn. And we'd have the shuck and corn both there to feed on through the winter.
Are these piles in the lot of hay, what would you call them?
We call them ricks or